Mark that on your calendars. There will be more details to come about a bonfire and just a couple of other things of upcoming different meetings and such. Take note of those. Are there any other announcements? One other thing, and I need to do that right now too. If you have Wi-Fi on your phone, if you would turn that off, that might help sometimes with our streaming. As Todd mentioned, the internet's kind of like a highway, and the more of us that get on there, it gets a bit more congested. So we'll try to do all that we can here to help the all the details. So if you are connected to our Wi-Fi, just disable that for the service. It will then tell you that it can't do certain things, but you're okay. Your phone will be fine. Also, you can mute your phones. That's always a good thing. For our call to worship this morning, I'm going to read from Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name, holy is he. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 569. On this Memorial Weekend, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Number 569, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of uncircling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Very good singing. You may be seated.
Good morning. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. A few that I'll mention. First, you probably saw an email about Bonnie's brother, Kenny, who was in an ATV accident. If you would continue to be in prayer for him. We haven't heard any updates since then, but continue to pray for Kenny. Gene Gortmaker is having hip surgery this coming Friday, so pray that that would go well. Continue to pray for Brenda, bruised ribs and shingles, and remember that Marshall and Jersey are getting married today. Pray for them as they begin married life together. Continue to pray for the Prudential Committee as well, as they're starting the process of working through some applicants for a youth pastor position. And on that note, also be in prayer for Andrew and Marissa and their family as they make their transition to their new ministry at Frontier. And with this being Memorial Day weekend, we want to remember to give thanks for the freedoms we have in our country and the men and women that serve in the armed forces and have served to protect our freedoms. So, others today that anyone has to share praises or prayer requests? Yes. Well, praise the Lord. This is your nephew?
My nephew, yes.
Will. Will? Okay. Oakley's nephew, Will. Prays that he's fine after that incident. Could have been a much worse situation. Any others? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have to be in your house, the freedom that we have to worship you. We thank you for each one that is here today, and we pray as well for those that are not physically here but are maybe listening online or watching online. We thank you for their presence as well. We just pray that you would continue to watch over our country. We pray you'd guide and direct our elected officials, give them wisdom and the responsibilities that they have and the decisions that they have to make, and especially in these days we're still in the midst of restrictions and limitations and things like that related to COVID-19. We just pray that you'd give guidance to our elected officials. We thank you for the freedoms that we do have. We thank you for the men and women who have served throughout our nation's history and our armed forces, and thank you for those who are serving today as well, willingly serving to protect our freedoms and to defend our nation. We just pray that you would be especially with those who are serving abroad and are apart from their families during this time. We pray for protection for them, encouragement for their families while they're apart. We do pray as well for elections that are coming up in the fall, and elections will be taking place in our state next week. We pray for your will to be done in those. We thank you for the praise that we heard this morning about your protection for Will, and we thank you that he is fine and that there does not seem to be any difficulty as a result of his accident. We just thank you for that and for watching over him. We thank you as well for Marshall and Jersey and the occasion of their wedding today. We pray that their ceremony would go well. It would be honoring and glorifying to you. We just pray that you'd guide them as they begin married life together and their future before them. We just pray that they would seek to always keep you at the center of their marriage relationship. We pray that you would be with several of the requests that we have this morning. We pray that you'd be with Bonnie's brother, Kenny, as he continues to recover from the ATV accident. And we just pray that he's doing well. We pray for strength for him, pray for wisdom for his doctors, encouragement for family members, and we just pray that we'll hear good news about him in the coming days. We pray that you'd be with Jean as she has hip surgery on Friday. We thank you that she'll be able to have it done, and we pray that it would go well. There'd be no complications. Pray that her recovery would be free of complications as well, and that she'll enjoy the improved mobility maybe that the new hip will give her, and we just pray that you would be with everything related to that surgery. Continue to be with Brenda as well in her recovery from her bruised ribs from her fall and also dealing with shingles, and we just pray that she is improving also. We pray that you'd be with Andrew and Marissa. We thank you for the time that they were here serving with us as part of our church, and we just pray that you'd be with them as they make this transition to their new role at Frontier, and we pray that everything that needs to be done for them would be done, especially the provision for their financial needs. And we pray for the Prudential Committee here at our church as they work through the process of evaluating applications and candidates and seeking the right person that you would lead here to fill the position of youth pastor for our church. And we just pray that you would work all those details out and that exactly the right person would find the opening and that we would have a new youth pastor here to join us in the near future. We thank you for the seniors, high school seniors, and thank you for the Miller graduation last week and pray for the SBA graduation today. And we pray that you would be with each of those young men and women as they begin this next phase of their life, whatever that might look like for each one of them. We pray that you would just guide their steps and give them a desire to continue to live for you and to be a light for you and wherever they might be and whoever they may come in contact with. We thank you as well for our missionaries. We pray especially this month for the Schmieds and for the work that they're involved in and the different ways that you give them to minister. We pray that you would continue to watch over them as well. And we thank you for your provision for our physical and financial needs. And as we do not actually pass an offering plate right now, but as we do remember the opportunity that we have to give back to you, part of what you have entrusted us with, we pray that the funds that are entrusted to this church would be used wisely and that they would be used for the furtherance of your kingdom and to bring honor and glory to you through the ministries here and those that we support around the country and around the world. We thank you most of all for the gift of your son, Jesus, for loving us enough to send him to pay the price for our sins that we might have the hope of eternal life, and pray that that would always be the center of everything that we do. And we pray these things in his name. Amen.
If you'll take your hymn books again, we're going to sing number 306. Yes, just stand with me, please. Number 306, Jesus Saves. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea. Echo back ye ocean waves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. Song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. You may be seated.